This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition. It is the final Bucks Bulletin Edition of the fantasy football season. And the entire season has been presented exclusively by Brandon Legal Group. They are always the first team to buy into every Todd Wright Tour event. They were also responsible for the free shirts given out, free Todd Wright Tour shirts given out to every player at Todd Wright Tour 17. They are on the tee sheet for Todd Wright Tour 18. We'll talk about that in a moment. And Brandon Legal Group just wants to remind you that when you have any legal need, if you are in the greater Tampa area, you can call them for a free consult. And when they say any legal need, I remind you they are a full-service law firm. So you do not need to ask the question, well, can they help me with this or this or this? Full-service law firm covers all of that. And again, they service the greater Tampa area, so you do not need to have your legal issue originate within the city of Brandon, Florida. 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME. Recently had our monthly get-together. It's usually either a lunch or it's a round of golf or something with various good people that I know at Brandon Legal Group that I met at a Brandon Foundation fundraiser a year ago, and we have been connected ever since. I enjoy having them at every Todd Wright Tour event, and I encourage you to make the call when you have the legal need. 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group. Thank you, Brandon Legal Group, for your presentation of the Bucks Bulletin. Yes, this is the 16th Bucks Bulletin of the regular season edition. We did the four in the preseason. That's 20. That's what we decided to do, and even Brandon Legal Group agreed that there is no Week 17 Bucks Bulletin edition because no one should be playing season-long fantasy football in Week 17. I play daily, but on principle, I'm not doing a Bucks Bulletin edition for Week 17, especially since history always says it's a meaningless game for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It should be meaningless in fantasy football as well, especially considering who their opponent is. So for this last one, again, I thank Brandon Legal Group. Oh, here's the information on the upcoming golf tournament. The golf tournament will soon go on sale to the public at joebucksfan.com/golf. If you have not played in any one of the previous 17 Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, I run either four-person or two-person team events utilizing a base scramble format, but I adjust rules, I make stipulations, I have unique elements to every golf tournament. I would actually be offended if you would compare my tournaments to 99% of other scramble or two-person type events. Until you play in one of mine, you cannot understand the difference. We start on time. We care about pace of play. We are organized. And we are a tremendous value, where most scrambles will cost you anywhere upwards of $400 or more per foursome. I offer an in-season Saturday morning start, February 2nd, Super Bowl Saturday, for $55 per player, and that includes your post-golf lunch. Todd Wright Tour 18 is Good versus Evil Part 3. It's two tournaments in one. Nine holes are set up very good for scoring. Nine holes are set up rather evil for scoring. And they are scored as separate nines. We have winners on each nine. So check out the public on sale for Good versus Evil Part 3 in a matter of days at joebucksfan.com/golf, joebucksfan.com/golf, or email me to inquire about buying your individual spot, twosome, threesome, or foursome. Whatever you want. If you just want to play as an individual, I'll pair you up. If you have one other person, say, we're a twosome. Can you get us another twosome to play? Of course. If you're just three, I can handle that, get you a fourth, or I'll let you just play as three if I don't have a fourth. Most people buy a full foursome. If you'd like to do that, you need to get with me as soon as possible. While this tournament is not on sale to the public yet, I always give a pre-sale option to my previous players. There won't be many tee times to sell to the public once we go on sale to the public. If you'd like to play at $55 per player on Super Bowl Saturday, and we'll even do some Super Bowl action to make the game more interesting for you on Sunday, so you'll take that home from the golf tournament. Again, $55 per player, which is what? $220 per foursome. Yeah, $220 per foursome. I know tournaments out there that charge more than that for a single player and don't deliver you as much of an event as I do. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com, ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. I actually had someone send a fantasy question to the golf address, and I just asked them because I try to keep them separate. Send golf stuff or golf gifts to ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. Any of your fantasy questions, season long, with this being championship week, or fighting to avoid last place penalty, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Also, a quick reminder, not only is the Bucks Bulletin going away after this edition, hopefully to return next year, but the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast will actually not go season long. I have something else in the works, but the Fantasy Football Podcast will return roughly next July, just as you would expect them to. And you can always email me at ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. One of the things I want to help a lot of you with is modernizing your fantasy football leagues. The day of the standard tight end position where you must play a tight end every week are gone. You need to get rid of it. I modernized this in 2015. It's a very easy box to click. No matter where you play, Yahoo, ESPN, NFL.com, CBS, etc., you go to the WT, wide receiver, tight end, flex. Nope, you don't allow a running back in that spot. It's a numbers game with how many available players are out there. The W/T, wide receiver or tight end, is the modern way to go. Also, get rid of DST. Get rid of it. It's too random. It's a 20-point swing, potentially, in a fantasy game. You don't want that. It doesn't accurately determine who's the best fantasy team in that particular week. But we'll talk about more of those things going forward. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Just know if you're in a league or you're a commissioner of a league and you want to modernize fantasy football and play it the right way, the way I talk about here on the podcast, with penalties for kickers, reducing kicker impact on those 40 and 50 yarders, DST, taking out the standard tight end, even talk about two quarterback leagues, which the foundation, my personal league, was this year for the first time, and it is not going away. I'm happy to help you streamline your league and make sure you do not play any season-long fantasy football after this week, week 16. All right, so the business of the Bucks Bulletin, and as we have done all years to analyze the matchup, this is real simple. The Cowboys have everything to play for in this game. The Bucks do not. The Cowboys are coming off an embarrassing shutout loss and their first in nearly 20 years since the Parcells days, 12-0, a loss to the New England Patriots. Ezekiel Elliott has been an RB1 all year, and you saw the way the Ravens ran the ball last week. Time of possession was a big deal for the Ravens. I would imagine it might be for the Cowboys in this game. Ezekiel Elliott, RB1. Amari Cooper, wide receiver 1/2. With his impact since coming over via trade and as big of a reason for the Cowboys' five-game winning streak as their defense ability to shut down big plays, most notably the Thursday night win against the New Orleans Saints, who really haven't been the same since. So it's Elliott, Cooper, Dak, I think is fringe QB1 material. I think you can do better. He's definitely two quarterback league material as a QB2. And as far as Tampa Bay is concerned, I think Mike Evans is really the only play. If you want to plug and play Peyton Barber, who seems to only have about a half in him roughly every few weeks, you go ahead, you Buck homers. You go right ahead. Brate will continue to be a touchdown-dependent tight end play in outdated standard tight end must-start leagues. Nothing about any other Buccaneer excites me. Will the Bucs reach a point with Winston where they say, you know what, just to keep our options open, Jameis, we're going to let Ryan finish out the season. Because he doesn't have a $20.9 million injury guarantee in a couple of months. I would expect Jameis would play this game. I'm not convinced he plays the last game. Jameis, QB2 material, sure. QB1 with a fantasy championship or avoiding a last place penalty against a Cowboy defense that limits plays of 20 yards or more better than any team in the NFL, and you saw what they did to Drew Brees a couple Thursdays ago. No, Winston is not a QB1 this week. Evans is your only must starter for the Buccaneers, just based on volume and yardage. Touchdown probably not going to be there, but volume and yardage probably keeps him in the lineup. Now, as I said earlier this week, on a previous edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, owners who take chances this time of year are often rewarded. It is not a blanket rule that you play the guy that got you to the playoffs just because he did. If you have a matchup that dictates taking another look at it, or a bench player who has been hot, let me try to think of a good example here. Trying to think of a running back you would have played virtually all season, and then you didn't play him last week for this other guy. How about, and there's been a ton of running back injuries, so I don't want to use one of those as an example. It would literally be a call you would be making to sit a particular player. Gosh, it's tough. It's tough to give you that example of the back to sit. All right, James White of New England, who at about mid-season or so was RB6 in standard scoring league, so even higher in PPR. Sony Michel has been back in the mix in recent weeks, although he's had difficulty having the high per carry average he had prior to his injury. Rex Burkhead came off IR. Patriots have gotten Gronk more involved. Gordon is more up to speed on the playbook. Edelman has been very consistent. Just not as many touches out there for James White to be a featured member of the Patriots offense, as the Patriots have struggled a bit in the last month. So if you sat James White last week and said, well, you know, Derrick Henry's hot, I'm going to go ahead and go with him, because the Giants are just playing out the string, and Tennessee is playing for a playoff spot, and Derrick Henry nearly had 50 fantasy points on my bench in week 14, so I'm going to go ahead and play him in week 15. You were rewarded by making that move. If you decided to sit Adam Thielen, one of the top wide receivers all year, simply because, what's going on with the Vikings? They can't score. They fire their OC. Cousins isn't handling the rush well. I just don't feel good about playing Thielen this week. I'm going to plug and play. Nobody saw the Mike Williams game coming because Keenan Allen got hurt in the first quarter of that game. So that's a bad example. But if you sat Adam Thielen, just not feeling good about what's going on with the Vikings, you were rewarded by sitting Adam Thielen. So those decisions can be made. If you don't feel good about Mike Evans in a meaningless game for the Bucs, where the Cowboys' defense is one of about three or four, because the Saints' defense is now in there too, the others being the Bears and the Ravens, where you think, hey, I don't know if my offensive guys are going to be as worthwhile against these defenses with what they're doing. So if you have another option that you feel good about other than Mike Evans this week, go ahead and do it. It is not a steadfast rule that you've got to play the guys who got you there, especially if you have information, a bad matchup, or a bench, or someone even on waivers. There have actually been guys, because of all these injuries and the Fournette suspension and Hunt being cut by the Chiefs, waivers have been very important in the playoff push and even this week as teams rush to get Mike Williams or Jamal Williams off of waivers for the week. Even Carr, in a two-quarterback league, Carr has been putting up rather good numbers. You know, we talked about this with Nick Mullins a previous week. Mullins really, his last bad game was the game against the Bucs. So that's your final Bucs Bulletin edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Again, my thanks to Brandon Legal Group, 844-4BLG for me, 844-4BLG for me. Full service law firm servicing the greater Tampa area. If at any point in the off season, and trust me, you're going to hear more about them, but it'll be on a different podcast. Stay tuned for details. If at any point you need that phone number, you just email me at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com or toddwrightgolf@gmail.com as Brandon Legal Group are proud supporters of the Todd Wright Tour. Thank you for listening all season long to the Bucs Bulletin editions of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast.